9/22/22. What the hell is happening on 9/23? We'll talk about it. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform, but the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. Full-scale military invasion happening at our border. We'll talk about mass formation psychosis and a whole lot more. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere? All right, take your seats, please. September 22nd, 2022. We are uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, day by day, minute by minute, the American people are being replaced, specifically white American people. For every four people born in this country, three more migrants illegally come over our borders. And of course, a large percentage of those four people born here are born to the people who just came here illegally. Most Americans still have absolutely no idea just how unprecedented the scale of this foreign takeover is. Everything in America is being engineered to get our birth rates as low as possible. Young people are having their brains poisoned with transgenderism and other radical gender ideology. They're getting toked up on illegal, illicit street drugs, and they're being funneled into dead-end jobs that they can't support their families on. Even the people who can have kids are encouraged not to, but instead to embrace a child-free lifestyle of constant consumption and no obligations. And on top of all of this, COVID, of course, was a major death blow, pre-planned. Americans were legally barred from going out to have fun and meet other people. Marriage dropped like a rock. And now families are vanishing thanks to the subsequent rollout and push and mandates of these bioweapon deadly euthanasia injections. And in the place of everybody that's disappearing, the Biden regime has torn down our border with Mexico to let in literally anybody who wants to come. So they're coming by the millions to get free welfare and free health care, free everything, paid for by you. Ben Bergquam is the director of Frontline America and a host with Real America's Voice News. He has made it his specialty the last few years covering this massive migrant caravan flow that make their way up from Latin America to the Rio Grande River on our southern border and then eventually across it. Ben is at the Federation for American Immigration Reform's 15th annual Hold Their Feet to the Fire Radio Row in Washington, D.C., and from that location, he joins us now live. Ben, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Stu.
So it's not an overstatement to say that the white replacement operation is at full scale here in America.
Yeah, and really, I would classify it as the Western replacement. Anybody who believes in Western ideology, capitalism, free markets, America, and that includes, I think, a lot of different races, but it's being done by 151 different countries, nationalities that don't believe the same values. They don't have the same ideology. They don't come from the same core principles that this nation was founded on, and they're not given time to assimilate into this culture. And that's really one of the biggest problems that we have. It's a massive dump of people into a society in which they are not required to grant allegiance, to give anything for. They're handed it to, and that it's being handed to them out of your pocket.
Who is it that's coming across the border exactly?
Everyone. Everyone. Like I said, we have 151 different countries. I have a plaque here that I've been going around talking all day with the radio show hosts of the IDs that I've gotten from my time at the southern border. I have bags of IDs that they dump. Many of these people have been coached by leftist NGOs from cities like this, Washington, D.C., from buildings like the Capitol behind me, leftist organizations that are aiding and abetting the destruction of our country being paid for by our tax dollars. And I've asked them, why are you dumping your IDs when you come across the border? And the answer is, so they don't know who we are. We have an easier time coming in if you have any sort of criminal background, and in particular, if they've got some sort of fake marriage arrangement. We've got men that are claiming to be married to a woman that they met along the way. They're purchasing children as they go along the way as well. But it's every country. I have IDs from probably 50 different countries that I've acquired myself, but we're talking Senegal, the Middle East, Asia, China, and of course, Mexico, Central America, and South America, but it's the entire world. They've got the memo, America's free for the taking.
Major networks, including Fox, ignore this. How dangerous is that?
it's national suicide. I mean, that's not overstating it. We are dead as a nation if this continues.
It's unprecedented. I mean, when you look at the numbers and you see that less United States American-born babies are being born than there are illegals coming across our border, and then the discouragement of American families to have babies and reproduce. We need more Kentucky Karens to be getting pregnant. Go get married, have a bunch of kids, lead them to Jesus, bring them up with Christian American moral values, raise them to understand what dignity is and what integrity is and who died to preserve this country to be free from a monarchy. Joe Biden is the largest trafficker, human trafficker in world history. He has committed criminal offenses here. How do we hold him accountable?
Yes. Well, first, he needs to be impeached. He needs to be removed from office. The only way that happens is if we take back the House and the Senate in November. These are the most important midterm elections of our lifetimes. We hear that a lot, but this is truly the case. If we don't take it back in November and in 2024, he needs to be imprisoned, really. I mean, it's dereliction of duty. It's breaking his oath. I believe it's treason because it's willful what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. And many of the people in office do as well. Secretary Mayorkas should also be impeached and imprisoned, in my opinion. But it is, you mentioned it. It's not just, you know, when we're talking about people that are coming over here, we've got many people from hostile countries to America. I mentioned Senegal, but we're talking Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, people that are terrorist actors. And they are also, you talk about birth rates, they're coming over and having 8-child families in a country that they hate, in a society that they believe needs to be torn down. That's what we're importing into America. And it's all under the eyes of the people that are behind me in the building and with the money that is in yours and mine and every single taxpayer's pockets. So to get back to the question, he should be removed from office and prosecuted.
So you've been at the border. I don't think anybody's been covering this as fervently as you have. They're coming over by the millions. These people are violent, MS-13 gangbangers. These people are, it's like a cycle. They go, they get deported, they come back, they get thrown across, they come back. What happens when they encounter law enforcement as they come into the United States illegally on our southern border?
The sad thing is, our last episode of Law and Border, Real America's Voice News, we actually were down there in an area that's called No Man's Land. I was down there with Tim Foley of Arizona Border Recon, and this area between Sassady and Nogales, Arizona. It's an area where the drug cartels, the Sinaloa drug cartel, they run most of their drugs through about a 90-mile stretch of the border. And it used to be an area that Border Patrol patrolled heavily. We were down there, we camped for 3 days, and we didn't see a single Border Patrol agent down where the wall is on the southern border. But what we did witness were armed cartel members with AK-47s in bunkers, forward operating bases on the U.S.-Mexico border, and their operating bases on the U.S. side where they have their scouts and their lookouts. Right now, we have ceded that land over to the cartels. So when you ask, what do they do when they encounter border or the law enforcement, they typically don't, unfortunately, anymore, because we've taken those Border Patrol resources and sent them to places like Yuma and El Paso, or now El Paso, Del Rio, Eagle Pass, to process the tens of thousands of fake asylum seekers that are coming across every day. But it's all coordinated. It's all by design. You've got the cartel that are running these fake asylum seekers that are using them as a distraction, pulling Border Patrol resources to those locations while they continue to run their drugs and human cargo through the other locations.
And not only that, but then when they get here, our government, well, former government, the corporate government crime syndicate, is then taking them and putting them on aircraft and flying them in the middle of the night to the interior of our country by the millions, where they can get free welfare, free health care, free everything paid for by the American taxpayers for life. And these people are going to be here killing people, selling fentanyl, selling opioids, getting people hooked on drugs and dope. What is the actual cost burden economically, annually to American taxpayers as a result of this full-scale military invasion?
Well, over $100 billion per year when you take the net cost benefit. And every single year, I think it went up $20 billion last year. We're talking, again, in an economy and a society where a GDP is soon going to not match the interest burden that we're paying on the $30 trillion of debt that we have. It is completely unsustainable. But again, it's unsustainable by design. This is being done by a group of people that hate this country. Marxist globalists that hate capitalism, they hate the values that this nation represents and any other nation that represents the same values, and they will
stop at nothing until this country is destroyed. And the saddest part is they're in control of our government right now.
Yeah. We're dealing with some audio problems here. You're quite a bit muffled there, Ben, but we'll let you get back to the event. Is it an overstatement to assume, or is it hyperbolic to say that it's plausible that these people that are coming across the border, that oftentimes are single military-aged men, have had the opportunity to get into the interior of our country with weapons caches and dirty bombs for some sort of a big-scale event at a metropolis area, highly densely populated in this country?
That's not overstated. In fact, it's one of my biggest fears. It's going to happen. And the question is when.
Ben Berkwam, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Yes, sir. What Ben is talking about at the southern border is not hyperbole. He's not exaggerating. Look at these people. These are the people on the other side of the Rio Grande. When I say single military-aged men, when I say things like a full-scale military invasion of this country, I'm not just saying something for shock value. These are the people on the other side of the border. These are the people who are ushering in children for child sex trafficking. These are the people profiting billions and billions of dollars at the expense of the loss of American life, particularly young people, to opioid addictions as they funnel billions of dollars of fentanyl and heroin and methamphetamine across the border into our country onto American streets. These are the people who are employing mules. These are the people who are employing street drug runners in your metro areas like Chicago and Minneapolis and Dallas, all over this country. This is unequivocally an unabated full-scale military invasion, and it is being directed by the people who claim to be representatives of the people in our quote-unquote government, which is fake. Fact check that. And while it costs you billions of dollars every year to support this, they're also planning to rip more money out of your retirement accounts, prevent that from happening by doing business with Gold Co. Get physical gold and silver. Call 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. Gold Co. has already helped thousands of Americans to protect their retirement savings from this hyperinflation and these criminal tax increases and this full-blown recession, from supporting $100 billion investments into a corrupt country, Ukraine, supporting transgenderism, paying for child sex transformations. No, that's your money. You worked hard for it. Plus, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call Gold Co. today and mention Stu Peters. Call 855-706-GOLD. One more time, 855-706-GOLD. You've heard me talk about Patriot's Breakfast Club. I love my coffee. I know that you love your coffee as well. So why not drink great coffee that also is for a good cause? Yes, a portion of the proceeds goes to help American veterans. Can't think of a better cause. Some of the ones that come in my monthly subscription, the WTF. Yes, the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It's a conversation piece that your friends will love, but nothing beats my favorite, the Fresh Java Brew, the FJB. So I went to my people over at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com and I said, hey, listen, why don't we offer Stu Peters Show viewers a discount? Brilliant idea. They did it. They bought it. Stu20, promo code Stu20 gets you 20% off site-wide at Patriots Breakfast Club. Go to PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Use promo code Stu20 at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Welcome back. So supporters of President Trump have often encouraged everyone to trust the plan. But as we oftentimes say on this show, there really is no plan. We have to be the plan. We have to be the ones who turn the tide against liberal insanity and a totalitarian overtaking in this country. Bill Sullivan is one of the heroes who took that message to heart. Bill's an environmental hydrogeologist by trade out in Washington State. Well, when Bill learned that the health board of his local area was trying to push these jabs onto kids, he researched what he had to do to get on that health board himself, and he managed to pull it off. So he's now a member of the Shalane Douglas Health Board in Central Washington, and the obedient lapdogs of Pfizer are going totally berserk. They've been trying to tear him down and push him out of that board ever since. But he's received a huge outpouring of support. He's fighting loudly and publicly against pushing these COVID shots onto children. That's what it takes. Be bold. Be brave. Be loud. Well, on Monday, the health board held its latest meeting where they voted on Bill's proposal to review and potentially overhaul their informed consent procedures. The proposal failed miserably, with Bill being the only vote in favor, but there was a huge outpouring of public support for Bill, with many people showing up, including quite a few retired medical workers. Well, while they couldn't pressure the board to approve his proposal, they were forced to give him the time to make his case on the agenda. And we're going to give him time here to make his case. Bill Sullivan joins us now. Bill, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Stu. Thanks for having me.
So you infiltrated essentially this uber liberal health board to protect our kids.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I live in kind of a purple area. It's in Washington state. I wouldn't necessarily characterize it as uber liberal, but the issue is complacency. I mean, people don't want to step out. They don't want to go against the mainstream narrative. And you know, there certainly are true believers in the mainstream narrative vaccine that we've been given. But, you know, some people on the board, I think, would support me. I think they just are afraid to speak out.
So is it your overall feeling that the people that are there on the board that are proponents of injecting our kids with this dangerous and in many cases deadly injection, are they just unaware of this, or are they part of a cult, I guess, essentially? That's how I refer to these people. This is a COVID death jab cult.
Yeah, you know, it's a combination of everything, right? It's a combination of, there are certainly true believers, people that really only follow what the CDC guidance is, and that's it. And don't look any further beyond that. You know, the other flavor of individuals, of course, are people that, you know, they're kind of on the fence, but this really isn't their fight. And then the other flavors, people don't understand. They know what's going on, but this is hard work and they don't want to step out.
So you wanted to overhaul this informed consent procedure. What was the reaction of the board? What was their objection to that? I mean, informed consent should be kind of a given.
Correct. So you know, my motion that failed spectacularly again was simply to review the adequacy of the existing process in light of the substantial public testimony that is largely given by retired medical professionals, and in light of the information that I've been providing to the board for months now, you know, is it too much to ask that we review the existing procedure and determine whether it's adequate or not? And apparently that's a big ask.
So outline for us what you think the issues are with the existing procedure.
Well, the existing procedure, I've only recently become familiar with it. I'm not so sure it's the procedure that's been in place throughout the entire vaccine campaign. I don't know if it's recently been implemented or if it was there that the entire time. But the issue is this: it's basically the documents provided by Pfizer or Moderna, and if you look in the list of potential side effects, they are all talking about dizziness, pain at the injection site, things of that nature. There's one mention, myocarditis, but there's no mention of the various other side effects that have been already established to exist with these vaccines.
And your proposal would be to do what?
Oh, so my proposal was and is still to gather up a ad hoc committee of medical professionals from both sides of this vaccine safety argument and have them take a look at the existing informed consent procedure and have them take a look at the existing body of evidence that's out there from reputable sources about vaccine safety and efficacy and come back to the board with a recommendation. What do they want to do? Leave it the same or maybe make some changes? And then the board gets to make a decision. But we have a duty to inform the public, and right now that's not being done.
Yeah, no, of course not. It's this platform's, you know, position that this is an intentional and diabolical and cynical depopulation event. Let's just say that I'm completely wrong. Let's just say that that's totally hyperbolic. I'm a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, and someday everybody will know it, I guess. I don't know. Let's just say that I'm wrong. Still, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, if you believe in the construct of conservative or liberal or Republican or Democrat or purple or red or blue, which I believe is all fake, it's an illusion that we have some sort of a constitutional representative republic here. But even if you're on the anti-vax side or the let's vaccinate everything side, everybody should agree that we should be familiar with or have knowledge about what it is that we're injecting into our children. And that goes for the vaccine manufacturers, to the pharmacists that are delivering these injections, or doctors or clinics or schools or whoever it is, in many cases, unqualified people that are injecting these things into our kids. I mean, isn't that kind of the point of your proposal?
Absolutely. We suffer from a massive transparency problem at all levels, federal, state, and, you know, and local. We really need to increase the awareness of the potential side effects of these vaccines. You know, somebody at the health board meeting said something that was very impactful to me. One of the people that made public testimony, they said, when in history have so many people so emphatically warned against something and been wrong?
You know, I tell you what, you're bold and you're brave, and I know that you're not going to give up on this. Keep going back. And informed consent is just something that we absolutely need. Bill Sullivan, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Of course. And in your communities, I don't know why you wouldn't do this. I mean, this is a brilliant idea. If there are kids that are being injected with this thing, go to your pharmacist and ask them, hey, can I see the paperwork on this? Can I see the insert? In many cases, it's oftentimes intentionally left blank. We have to wake people up, and we can do it in our local communities. If they have been brainwashed or programmed by the mainstream media or by the local news broadcasts, who have to go along with this narrative because 70% of their budget is provided by big pharmaceutical companies. It is a corporate government crime syndicate with a complicit media that is intentionally duping you. They know what these shots are doing. Make sure that the public knows about it in your area. That's the only way to inspire a bubbling up, a grassroots uprising of people who want their kids protected. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
I am here to tell you, as a personal user of Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia.com/Stu Peters, that they are everything that we say that they are every day when we advertise them on this program. They are safe, they are non-addictive, they are 100% legal, and they are amazing. Go to Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Don't you want to be the best you that you can be in every single role, whatever it is, whatever your capacity, every single day, whether it's being a mom or a dad or a spouse or a boyfriend or girlfriend or coworker, employee, employer, C-level business, executive, entrepreneur, business owner, be sharp. Process information, avoid distractions, bust right through every single distraction. It's the light switch, the on switch for your brain. And there's something custom out there for you. Fill out the personal questionnaire. Go to Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. You will not be disappointed, I promise. Welcome back. So at the start of this year, the concept of something called mass formation or mass psychosis went viral after a segment on the Joe Rogan podcast. The basic idea of it was that leaders took advantage of America's collective anxiety and unease and used it to basically hypnotize them into a perpetually deranged state. And that's how they got America and Americans to accept so many insane COVID restrictions for so long. Well, our next guest, Dr. Peter Breggin, has a big problem with that. He says that this explanation shifts the blame onto the public for the lockdowns and the vax mandates and COVID tyranny. It treats the ordinary public as psychotic and in need of some guidance from a professional psychiatrist or other government apparatchik. He says that the objective is to brainwash the public, just like what was used in the Nazi and Soviet systems. And he joins us now, Dr. Breggin. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you, Stu. It's really, really good to be here. Let me start out and continue just with what you were saying. There are three specific things that Desmet's book and which is the source of the mass formations, and that the concept of mass psychosis, which is the result of Robert Malone, we know that with certainty now since I talked with you last, and we know that Desmond was not too happy about it, which is very interesting. The attack that the two of them, I call them Desmond slash Malone, because there is no difference between them. They've agreed in advance about what their program is. And the first is that something new has happened in the world, and totalitarians no longer use fear to run control over the population, starting back in the 20th century. Now, this is a bizarre theory because it's the reverse of truth. The truth is that in the 20th century, totalitarians murdered more people probably than their entire past history. And we're talking about their own citizens, not in war. Hitler, 20 to 30 million non-combatants were murdered. Stalin, 40 to 50 million non-combatants were murdered. And under Mao, the highest figure is one the party itself says, which is that under Mao, 100 million Chinese were murdered. Now, the fact is that they are totally wrong, and the ability to terrorize and murder people has escalated wildly with modern totalitarianism. And under those conditions, the people completely cave in. And in America, we're seeing a variation on that, where folks are just caving in. The best doctors in the country, except those who would have joined us, joined together in the health freedom movement, doctors are terrorized. They'll lose their licenses. They're terrorized if they so much as whisper a counter to the narrative. They must take their vaccines or they can't go to med school. They can't do their internship. They can't be in a hospital. They can't be in a clinic. So they have to submit to these awful vaccines, so-called vaccines. The state of California now, the legislatures have passed laws enforcing the idea that the state medical societies, which are supposed to be private, not public, can assault doctors and take away their licenses if they go against the CDC or the FDA. People are so frightened of the amount of terror that's been installed that they can't think straight about it, and they're going along with what they're being told. This terrorization is typical of the present time when the media lockstep can enforce that you're bad, you're guilty if you don't get a vaccine. Now, Desmet specifically says, no, the media is not a conspiracy. There are no conspiracies. There are no grand conspiracies. Even Hitler wasn't a grand conspiracy. It is the poor folks who have these mass formations. He doesn't use the word mass psychosis in his book, who just become overwhelmed and so on. But there's an agenda here. The agenda is do not dare blame anybody with power. This is an agenda to destroy our ability to identify the enemies and take it on ourselves. So that Desmond early in his book on page 2 says that what we have to do is improve ourselves, forget about attacking or looking for who is attacking us. The second thing they do, again, the agenda is to disarm us so we have no enemies that we can fight. The second thing Desmet does is he actually, pages 126 through 128 of his book, he actually says that those of us, and we're here together today, who actually are looking for systematic wrongdoing behind the COVID-19 disasters are basically deluded. What he specifically says is that we are kind of a mass formation and that we have so much anxiety about the people around us. We have so much bewilderment and confusion. Here we are, bewildered and confused, that we are making up conspiracy theories against the, quote, so-called elite, as if the elite don't exist. Now, consistent with this, when we did a very non-personal, very a three-part examination of Desmet's book, he wrote back to us in Dutch on his Belgian platform. He wrote back and specifically instructed me and Ginger, my co-author of our book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators. He instructed us, do not try to forcibly remove any of the elites. It will backfire on you. So now he's admitting the elites, warning us not. This is the agenda. This is the absolute. Now, around that time, I commented, at least Malone is not attacking those of us in the movement who are developing these theories, even though he's telling us there are no conspiracy theories, no conspiracies. And then Malone comes out and he says, well, you know, we know about the red-pilled conservatives, but the ones who are talking about conspiracies are black-pilled. Now, I don't even think Malone's inventing this. I'm more and more believe, cannot yet prove, that there is a broad, powerful energy of money finance behind these people. Right now, Malone is coming out from the pandemic series. He's going to have a series about him, Pandemic 3. Where does that come from? He's not taught us new things about the pandemic. What he's done is take the oxygen out of the room, take the time that should be going to McCullough, to other people, but he doesn't contribute anything new. He just kind of stays up, which is the role of people in that role. Look like you're critical, but don't go too much beyond what's already been said. There's no reason for him to be having anything like that, or all of the publicity he's getting. It's all charged up. It's all invented. No one can be writing as much as he is. His style is very odd and confused and changes from day to day. I think that there's more than one person or two people, like his wife, involved in that. But anyway, there's an agenda. And the agenda is so specific. Do not criticize the elite. All right, Fauci's been so destroyed, he'll criticize him. He's allowed to. Fauci's a goner. But he's decided now that Brix, who's written this book about how she conspired against Trump, that Brix was just a victim of groupthink. So he's inventing psychological concepts. Now, interestingly enough, the man has never been involved in psychology. He's never been involved in the freedom movement, never been involved in politics. But all of a sudden, he's getting these ideas like mass psychosis, and he's going back to very early psychology work. A nice, good psychologist, but not so good on his groupthink stuff. Back in the 70s, I knew him. And he's trying to apply that to explain what went wrong. And one of the things Malone says, and I'll end with this section of what I wanted to say, Malone specifically in one of his recent blogs, he said that the devastation we've seen, see, he gets people to go along with it because he admits his devastation. The devastation that's been caused by COVID-19 is the worst policy disaster in the history of the world. Well, what is wrong with that? What's wrong with it is it is actually a policy that was a complete success. It was intentional. See, that's what he doesn't want us to think. Not intentional, not planned. He says those things. So does Desmet in their book. It was the worst. No, it isn't. What? Let's jump ahead even of COVID-19. Go to everything that is being done by President Biden. And we think, what a disaster, what mistakes. No. Every single thing Biden has done is consistent with what we began learning about under COVID-19, the destruction of America. Open the borders, that's not a mistake. Stop our oil independence, that's not a mistake. Bankrupt the country into inflation and depression, that's not a mistake. The rules of the game, as you know really well, are in fact to demolish the constitutional democracies, Western civilization.
That's right.
And he's saying it's a mistake, which means, again, you can't fight anybody. I want to jump from that to this thing about conspiracies. You know, there are no conspiracies. The world has been run on conspiracies since human beings began living in groups 10,000 years ago. We have giant empires before the birth of Jesus, 300-400 years, 500 years and more, and lost in ancient history. Giant empires in India and giant empires in China, which historians describe as totalitarian. And if you look at the history of any of, well, the modern, let's just go to the modern people, Stalin, Mao, Hitler, who are not supposed to, they're not conspiracies. This is so bizarre. Hitler wrote Mein Kampf. He made the whole plan. He planned the whole thing with all his might. And he drew on conspirators from anti-Semitism, conspirators from the great corporations that wanted to make a lot of money. He even had co-conspirators in a few United States banks and corporations which supported his buildup. This is what they don't want any of us to see.
So why don't they want us to see the enemy? Why don't they want us to know that it was planned? Why does Dr. Malone specifically have an interest in attacking, well, for example, you or this program? I mean, he's written in his Substack multiple times about how the former bounty hunter, clearly referring to me, that seems like a communist-style attack. I mean, how does me sitting up here every day asking the real questions of people who are supposed to have answers, how is that relevant to what I did in my past? I think that the problem here is that it actually makes me more qualified and better at my job, what I'm doing now. Because I
would love nothing more than to spend some time talking to you about being a bounty hunter, because I'm a bounty hunter. I just don't get paid for it.
Well, I'm just investigating a different type of criminal right now. And I'm just wondering, exactly. You know, he was on the program recently and said, okay, I've put on my bulletproof vest. I'm ready today. Well, what would you need that for? I'm just here asking questions. And when you admit to me that you can't give me the full truth or the answers to my questions, and you're the inventor of the technology that's being used to inflict this carnage and death on the global population, that seems to put this country in a constitutional crisis.
And it has. Yes, absolutely. And what it is, it's got to be an agenda being pushed by a lot of money for him to get around, become a hero so quickly. And to actually underneath, I don't want to get personal. Read his blogs, folks. Read his Substack and see if you feel comfortable.
Ignored the personal attacks against myself and Jane Ruby, is on this program. And I think that really is bothersome. To the author of whoever it is that's writing these, it's not Dr. Malone, it's very bothersome because they continue to increase in frequency and intensity as they come out. And I agree with you 100%. I mean, it is the position of this platform that this is 100% intentional. And I corroborate that by saying this. If I know what these shots are doing to humanity, the people behind inventing them and pushing them and mandating and distributing and endorsing and sponsoring and continuing the safe and effective narrative and advertising these shots absolutely 100% know what they have done to humanity also. So it is intentional. These are not adverse events. These are not side effects. These are intended consequences. These shots are maiming, injuring, incapacitating, handicapping, and killing. They are making people infertile and sterile. They are doing the job that they were designed to do. The search for who is ultimately responsible for that, what you are saying, is being thwarted or watered down by the likes of Desmond and Malone.
Very, very intentionally. And furthermore, Desmond has announced on the War Room that he would like to have a high position in the next administration, whichever it is. And, you know, what's his name on the War Room says, well, what about Trump? Oh, I'd be honored, something like that, to be in the Trump administration. This man is so deep state. He is so not Trump.
Which wouldn't be new for the Trump administration. Personnel isn't exactly a strong point with President
Exactly.
Trump. Exactly. The entire deep state lives at Mar-a-Lago right now.
That is one of the things that has motivated us. We want to make a record for the next administration. Do not take in this Trojan horse. Do not do it. And the agenda, you asked specifically, and why would they do all this? First, they're progressives. Progressives have taken over every single major institution in the civilized world or deeply influenced and inhibited. Why would they let us go when we're the spearhead to a great degree of the freedom movement in the U.S.? The doctors that we're working together with and just, you know, non-medical people, people who have cared about freedom forever, many of them Judeo-Christian kind of folks, most of them, vast majority of them. And the issue is that we stand up for exactly the antithesis, the opposite of globalism and progressivism. And that's what this is all about. They've managed to take the health movement, at least until we started speaking out, all of us, the health freedom movement, and give it a leader who is a progressive and who is trying as hard as he can to take our eyes off the enemies. And that's specifically what's going on. That is the game plan. And it's nothing personal.
Nothing it wasn't personal, personal for me when I asked, why would a CIA agent in Wuhan, China, on January 4th of 2020, have an interest in making contact with you, the inventor of the mRNA technology that would later be used to inject the world for something that we knew nothing about, allegedly, in January of 2020. It was a novel virus. We didn't know anything about what was coming this way. So why, again, would the CIA in Wuhan, China, what was happening on January 4th of 2020 in Wuhan specifically, that the CIA would have an interest in contacting Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor, the godfather, the self-proclaimed godfather of the mRNA technology that's being used to deliver these bioweapon injections? Why does the CIA want to contact you? I've asked him this. He has gone and beaten around the bush multiple times and then responded by attacking this platform and deploying a digital army to come and attack this platform.
Yes, your platform and America Out Loud, which is my basic platform, under heavy, heavy attack. We've been through this with other issues over the years. We didn't know we were actually attacking globalism, but we were. I was back in the 70s attacking globalism without knowing it. And that is exactly what they're doing, and it's very, very purposeful. I'm trying to think of what – I think it is important to understand that our first three papers, which became one paper, that were produced onto our onto our basic group of run by Malcolm of America Out Loud. We did not even mention Malone, maybe once, but I'm not sure we mentioned him at all. All we did was talk about Desmond's book. There was nothing personal. And right away, I got this message from on his Belgium from Desmond, really telling me to back off. It's going to be self-defeating for me, thinking I can be scared. And then we got an email from Malone within a week. And that sort of, at that point, I wasn't sure we had to go after Malone. And then it turns out Malone is, of course, the big figure. Malone has been using the psychosis issue. Now, what is the matter with having a concept like psychosis? It's a military weapon. It's weaponizing psychiatry. In China and in Russia, the psychiatry and in Cuba has been used, all totalitarian states, to some degree here in the U.S. it's been used. It's been used against one of our dear friends to take her license away. You know, they made psychiatry comments.
And then they team up with CPS and they remove children from parents. I mean, there's all kinds of different things that psychiatry has been weaponized against. I've got about a minute left here, so if you could wrap it up.
We're done.
Oh, we are.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, heck, 2 days
with
you.
Yes, I know. We need to
I thought I had 2 days with you.
Yeah,
so wrap it up. Well, they're weaponizing psychiatry. And if you want to know what kind of weapon it is, you know, look at the Malone Substacks. He is on the attack. And people are going to catch, well, they programmed him probably for this, because why would Malone do it? He is weaponizing psychiatry. They are going to be attacking people now, just not just for having, quote, like sluggish schizophrenia was the term in Russia. They're going to be going after people for participating in a mass psychosis. And they're going to include people like you and me, because it's outlined in a book by a clinical psychologist who's a professor and supported by a physician.
I'm ready. Dr. Peter Breggin, the conscience of psychiatry. All sorts of fascinating stuff over at Breggin.com as well. Make sure that you go visit. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Always welcome. Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
Of course. If somebody thinks that we're not going to look to identify the enemy and combat that enemy, they got the wrong dude. That's what we do. Former bounty hunter. I want to tell you about our great friends over at Curible. Curible.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Curible is the family-owned CBD business that grows all of their hemp locally right here in my home state of Minnesota and then ship it to you wherever you are. Curible can help you with things like joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, even allergies. People report positive benefits using CBD dealing with Parkinson's symptoms or their children battling ADHD. Stop with the antipsychotics. Stop with the Ritalin and poisonous neurotoxins in your children. Try CBD. All kinds of different oils plus 20% off site-wide when you use promo code STEW at Curable.com.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
So this Friday, tomorrow, is September 23rd. Seems like a normal enough day. But is it though? Well, it turns out that if you go into the weeds on this, there's this unusual amount of material out there flagging the 9/23 date as something incredibly significant. In the movie Evan Almighty, September 23rd is the day the Great Flood arrives. In Jim Carrey's movie, the number 23, 9/23 is the day that hell comes to Earth. In the Big Bang Theory, 9/23 is the day of a major asteroid strike. Now, sure, you might be thinking that these examples are just flukes, except there are apparently at least 30 examples of 9/23 being paired with some kind of a disaster. Oh, and it's not just pop culture either. In the Vatican, for instance, Pope Francis is the 266th pope. 9/23 is the 266th day of the year. When Francis first visited Washington, D.C., he did it on 9/23, which, by the way, was 923 days after he became pope. Oh, and then there's this. He came to the podium to deliver his sermon at 9:23 a.m. Interesting. There are Jewish and even ancient Egyptian connections to all of this as well. We're certainly not going to try to explain it, but Jillian Christensen thinks that she can. She's the host of Crosstalk News and the Paranoid Podcast. Of course, with all of the grumblings about this 9:23 date, we wanted to learn a lot more about that. We sat down with Jillian for an extended period of time. Premium users can find that at StuPeters.com. Very interesting discussion. Look.
This week on StuPeters Premium, September 23rd may seem like no special date, but Satanists think otherwise. Jillian Stone joins Stu, uncovering the ancient connection to 9/23.
9/23 is actually, when you add up the numbers, it actually equals the number 14, which in the Masonic cult actually represents Osiris. Or the pieces of him, I should say, because in Egyptian mythology, Isis had to put together Osiris after he was cut into 14 pieces, and she basically tried to raise him from the dead. And so I think that September 23rd is going to be the day where the global elitists, the Masons, the Satanists all come together, and they're going to try to rise Osiris.
Why is this day associated with apocalypse? What in the devil is going on? Don't miss a minute of this exclusive episode available to members of Stu Peters Premium.
Well, honestly, anything can happen. The kind of stance that I'm seeing and the trends that are occurring is kind of correlating with what's called predictive programming. The standing of a whole bunch of different TV shows, movies that last 20 minutes to about an hour, 2 hours of programming that depicts a world disaster happening on September 23rd, it could have lasting effects, especially when there's so many different examples of it around pop culture that I'm sure that we have at least seen one movie or one music video or one TV show that depicts 9/23 in our lives. We didn't even notice it until all of this is surfaced. surfacing.
This show and other weekly in-depth reports are available ad-free exclusively through Stu Peters Premium, along with the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine, Maria Z Uncensored, and the military-focused Richard Leonard Show. All this and more through StuPeters.com/subscribe.
Don't miss that conversation. Available for premium members at StuPeters.com. If you are not a premium member at StuPeters.com, for $10 a month, you get full access, no ads at all. The Stu Peters Show, the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine, the Richard Leonard Show, Uncensored with Maria Z, Crosstalk News, all of it completely ad-free, plus the extended interviews that I do, like that one with Jillian Christensen. $10 a month. Some people have a daily coffee budget of $10. I want to remind you that our great friends over at Magnesium Breakthrough want you to stay healthy. No more sleepless nights as a result of stress and anxiety and low mood and depression. Combat all of these things. Don't be like the 75% of Americans that suffer a magnesium deficiency, because we know magnesium is the critical mineral for your body's overall function. Go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. We always encourage you to do the research on your own. Go there and find out the importance of magnesium breakthrough. Magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. The 7 most critical types of magnesium, the exact appropriate amounts to combat stress and anxiety, to make sure that you don't suffer low mood or depression or sleepless nights, which all lead to an early grave. Magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell. And my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times of cancel culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me. And it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm gonna give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not gonna give up on. We're not gonna lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.
Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. A lot of people ask, Stu, how can we help to support the Stu Peters Network and the Stu Peters Show? Well, just by watching and sharing. You know, obviously supporting our sponsors, all products that are great for you. Oh, and then there's Stu merch. By the way, this is 100% USA created. Not one stitch, not one thread came from anywhere outside of the United States of America. Go to StuMerch.com. This is high quality gear, StuMerch.com. And also subscribe. Be a subscriber. $10 a month, StuPeters.com. Be a part of the Stu crew. One of the people who originally supported this is Carlos Cortez, who joins us now for the Money Minute. So you heard the predicted programming surrounding 9/23, September 23rd, between the Big Bang Theory when the asteroid hit, Jim Carrey's movie, The Number 23, on 9/23 is when hell came to Earth, you know, all the stuff surrounding the Vatican and the Pope. But you have some dates that you've also heard about, the fear-mongering, the psyops that are running around people's finances to try to scare them into probably doing business with the globalist communists.
Hey, we all know the, thanks Stu for having me. I miss you like crazy. We all know that that the Vatican is basically a messianic, you know what. And so he's inspired and moved by
it's a messianic hellhole is what it is. Yes. Satanic hellhole.
You said it, not me. So they're going to try to push you into this rabbit trap. And us as God-fearing patriots, Bible says we know you by your fruit. We know people buy his fruits. There's just not enough fruits there for us to even listen to that. We want to be diligent. We want to protect our clients' assets, but we also don't want to be distracted by the noise that's out there. So tonight at our tonight's webinar, we're going to be talking particularly on this, on the psyops, on what to look out for and how to protect their money. And we really care about our God-fearing patriots, too.
We do, too. And that's why we have sponsors, for example, like yourself, but also everybody else on this program. These are things that can actually help people. These are things that are, you know, family-owned businesses, patriot-owned businesses, Christian-owned businesses. Not a dime from a globalist corporation, big corporate conglomerate, nothing coming from Big Pharma, most certainly. But, you know, you've helped so many people. And I got to have you guys understand, this is what Carlos is doing every single Tuesday and Thursday, absolutely free, because he cares about you. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com immediately following this program. As a matter of fact, go there right now, because in 40 seconds, he's kicking it off, the webinar at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. I miss you like crazy also, brother. God bless you. Thanks a lot for being here. And we will be back at tomorrow at the same time in the same place. Don't miss it. All right. Until then, remember, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do do it, because we are the ones that are used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save the radar.